Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Chalal Daf Chaf Aleph, and we're starting about a third of the way into the Amud with Halacha Beis and the Vilna Tzur stuff. It's right at the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bats Yaakov Maisha. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And Mishnah tells us Misha Eino Yachal Lasis Yisasa B'Tahara. Someone who is not able to make his dough in a state of Tahara. When he makes it, it's going to be Tame because he's Tame. Yasana Kabin, he should make it into Kabin Va'yasana B'Toma, and he shouldn't do it in a state of Toma. As we know, dough is only Chayv and Chala if it's 5/4 of a Kav. And so according to the Tanakama, which is the Chamim, if he's Tame, he should only make his dough the size of one kav, not one kav and a quarter, and that way it's not chayv and chala, and therefore the chala is not going to be tame. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says, Yasen b'tomo v'al yasen kabin, he should make his dough in a state of toma, and that means the chala is going to be tame, and he should not make it just the size of a kav. Shekashem shu kair l'tahira, kachu kair l'tmeya. The same way that he's going to be kair shame, he's going to say a bracha when he separates tahar chala, he's going to do the same when he separates tame chala. L'zu kair chala b'shem, l'zu kair chala b'shem. As we just said, he's going to say a bracha with shem Hashem, whether it's tahar or tame. Aval kabayim ein lehem chala b'shem. But if the dough is just the size of a kav, so there's no chala that has to be separated with a bracha, and if he's going to make the dough that small, he's going to be mevatel the chiyuv of chala. And therefore, B'Kiva says it's better to do it in a state of tuma. Another din, ha'isa yisase kabin, if someone makes his dough just the size of a kav, v'noguza b'zeh, and two doughs are touching each other, so now they're more than a kav and a quarter, peturim and a chala, they're pata from chala still, even though they're touching, ad sheyashachu, until they bite each other. We had this way earlier in the Masechta. Biting means that the two doughs are touching so much that when he pulls them away, one bites a piece, if you will, off of the other one, then it's really like they're connected and they're chayv and chala. Now Rabbi Lezer says, Afaroid v'noisel l'sal hasal mitzar from l'chala. Even one who takes bread out of the oven and he puts them all into one basket, the basket is mitzar for them all for the shiro chala, even though originally they were not the shiro chala. And we're going to see in the Gemara a little machlekes about this, which might require us to take the word af out of the girsa. So I think Gemara just something that we had learned yesterday, that if one is tameh, they're required to go a distance of 4 mil to find somebody tahar to knead their dough in a state of tahara, so that the chala could be tahar. And the Gemara asks, Ma, how do we understand this din? Pachas merabas mil yasana b'tahara. We understand that if he could walk less than 4 mil and find somebody to do in a state of tahara, he should do that, and he's not doing in a state of tuma. But what about arbas mil? Only if he walks precisely 4 mil will he find somebody to do in a state of tahara. So do we say in this case yasana kabin that he should just make the dough the size of a kav and he doesn't have to be bothered? Or do we say arbas mil yasana b'tahara that if precisely 4 mil away he's going to be able to find somebody tahar to do it for him, so then he has to walk there and do it in a state of tahara, and it's only yasim arbas mil yasana kabin that if somebody who's tahar is more than 4 mil away, then he has his hatta from the chachamim that he can make his dough as kabin. So the Gemara answers nishmin adal. Let's learn from the following. Damar b'chiyah barval, or b'chiyah barval tells us kigayin kesarin, like the city of Kesarin, meaning from Tveria to Kesarin. Chaf alfan beis on top v'kesarin lav arbas milin. He isn't it precisely 4 mil from Tveria to Kesarin? Hadamar that tells us arbas mil yasana b'tahara, that if by walking precisely 4 mil he's going to find somebody that's going to be able to do it in a state of tahara, he should do that. And it's only yasim arbas mil yasana kabin. If he would have to walk more than 4 mil, and only then he's going to find somebody to do it in a state of tahara, so then we say, don't bother, just make the doughs the size of a kav. Now we have a story about this. Rav Ami paskin kvar shamai, lasos isa gedoyle betoma, to make a large dough in a state of toma. Ask the Gemara, hold on. V'alei ein sham arbas milin, wasn't there somebody within a distance of 4 mil that could have done it in a state of tahara? Why is he saying that they should just make it in a state of toma? And the answer is, mekivin den har mavsik, since there was a river that had to be crossed in order to find that tahara person, kimishi sham arbas mil, it's as if he's going to have to be walking more than 4 mil. Now the Gemara asks, Masisi Rabbi Kiva, does this mean that Rav Ami is going like Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva Amar, so Rabbi Kiva in our mission who had said, Yasana b'tuma v'yasana kabin, that he should take all of his dough and make it in a state of tuma, and he shouldn't make it into smaller doughs, which will remain tahar, which won't have the chiv of chala. And we know that we don't paskin like Rabbi Kiva, but it seems to be that Rav Ami is paskin like him. The Gemara answers, Isa g'day l'haysa, as we had said, this was a large dough, and noyach haloy l'halich kama v'loy l'asayis kabin. It would be much more preferred for this fellow to walk more than 4 mil to find somebody to do it in a state of tahara, and he'd rather not make it into kabin because it's very tedious to make all these small little doughs. And since we don't require him to walk more than 4 mil, we also don't require him to make it into small doughs, and even the chum agree in this case that he could just make the whole thing in a state of tuma. Now we continue explaining the Mishnah, aval kabin ein lehem chala b'shem, that small doughs are not going to have chala taken off of them with shem Hashem, we're not going to make a bracha. I think we're suggesting b'chav shitas Rabbi Kiva, it seems to me we have a steer in shitas Rabbi Kiva. Tamanu Amar, later on in the fourth parak, he says, noitel mikav chala, that a person could take chala off the dough the size of a kav. V'kayu Amar Hachan, over here he says this, that you can't make a dough the size of a kav because that's being mafkia it from a din of chala. He said later on that a dough the size of a kav does have a din of chala. So my answer is no. Taman l'sha'avar, over there it was talking about in the past that if a person happened to have separated chala from a dough the size of a kav, so he's yaitse. Bram hacha l'chatchila, over here we're talking about l'chatchila. L'chatchila, it's only chayv and chala if it's a kav and a quarter. And we continue the Mishnah told Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer told told us about siruf in a basket, that even though the dough itself wasn't chayiv in challah, if it's placed into a basket, and now we have the shir challah in the basket, then it's chayiv. Now, also remember, the Tanakhama had mentioned that the doughs were the size of a kav, and they were noishach each other, they bit each other. And then we have Rabbi Lezer saying this din of bread in a basket. Now we analyze. Rabbi Yehuda quotes Rabbi Chiyu, who says b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Yesi quotes Rabbi Imi, who says b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, v'hein shenashchay. According to Rabbi Lezer, it has to be that there was also neshicha. The first we had our doughs that were the size of a kav, they bit each other, meaning they were pressed so tightly against each other that when they were pulled apart, a piece came off. And after they're baked, they have to be put in the same basket in order for us to say that they're siruf. We need both of these things. Continuing with this, is Tanai Tani, that those that teach in a brisa, hasal mitzaref v'ein atanar mitzaref, that the basket itself creates siruf, but not the oven, meaning not the bread baking in the oven. Is Tanai Tani, that those that teach hatanar mitzaref v'ein hasal mitzaref, that the oven is mitzaref and not the basket. And Amar Rabbi Yechon clarifies, itisim the chelfai, we could explain this based off of a brisa that the chelfai said that nashru, if the doughs had bit each other beforehand, kan v'kan mitzaref. So whether they all baked together in the oven or they were all put into the same basket afterwards, we're going to say that there's siruf for shir challah. Whereas loy nashchay, if before they were baked, the doughs did not bite each other, kan v'kan ein mitzaref, they're not mitzaref. Echav ezon alf on top, masnisa, this brisa, there seems to be a contradiction of whether the oven's mitzaref or a basket's mitzaref, as kagan ilin rifted de bavel, is referring to the bread of bavel. It's talking about doughs that were not noishik each other before, but once they were put into the oven, then they expanded so much, they ended up baking into each other. You know, sometimes that happens. You put the bread on the pan somewhat of a distance away from each other, and then as they expand and grow and rise in the oven, they end up baking into each other. So when you pull them apart, one piece comes with the other. That's, so to speak, in a shicha that happens in the oven, and that's when we can have the machlokes of when we put this bread in a basket afterwards, if that's going to be mitzarif them for shir challah or no. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with halacha gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.